الحمد لله واشهد ان لا اله الا الله واشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسوله. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما امين. يقول الله تعالى بعد اعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: ولقد نادانا نوح فلنعم المجيبون ونجيناه واهله من الكرب العظيم وجعلنا ذريته هم الباقين وتركنا عليه في الاخرين سلام على نوح في العالمين انا كذلك نجزي المحسنين انه من عبادنا المؤمنين. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us in this ayat and also telling the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wa salam about the story of Nabi Nuh alayhi salam. Followed by the story of Nuh alayhi salam comes the story of Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam and with Ismail. As Surah As-Safat refutes the misconceptions and the wrong beliefs that the mushrikeen or the idol worshippers would have regarding the Tawheed of Allah, regarding Al-Ba'ath, resurrection. And for them, they would deny afterlife and they would deny the Risala of Nabi Muhammad alayhi salatu wa salam. So the ayat comes in this context to support the Prophet alayhi salatu wa salam and also refutes and denounces their rejection and their disbelief. They would believe in Nuh and Ibrahim. They would believe in Nuh and Ibrahim. And it comes with us, the story of Ibrahim, straight away after the story of Nabi Nuh alayhi salam, where Ibrahim alayhi salam was breaking the idols. So the context of the ayat is very, very powerful and is very, refutes the arguments of those who would, disbelieve in Allah and worship idols. So that was the background of the ayat, and the ayat also given to comfort the heart of Nabi Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. وَلَقَدْ نَادَانَا نُوحٌ فَلَنِعْمَ الْمُجِيبُونَ. So in this context, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminding the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, saying, and indeed Nuh invoked us, he called on us, نَادَانَا نُوحٌ فَلَنِعْمَ الْمُجِيبُونَ, and we are the best of those who answer. فَلَنِعْمَ الْمُجِيبُونَ, Allah is the best to answer. What was the dua or the nida? Nida means call that Nabi Nuh alayhi salam said to Allah. Anyone knows? Rabbi inni maghloobun fantasir. Rabbi inni maghloobun fantasir. This is one of the very powerful du'as that if you feel weak, you can even say. If you feel overwhelmed, if you feel defeated, right? So we do need to repeat this du'a, much in our life. Rabbi, my Lord, inni, indeed me or myself, maghloobun, I am powerless, I am overpowered by others, or I am some kind of defeated to do something, or having weakness to overcome by something, right? Fantasir, so ya Allah, give me victory, give me strength, give me power. So that was the call that Nabi Nuh alayhi salam made. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَلَنِعْمَ الْمُجِيبُونَ. How excellent, or the best, we are the best to answer the calls of those who call on us. And then, وَنَجَّيْنَاهُ وَأَهْلَهُ مِنَ الْكَرْبِ الْعَظِيمِ, and we rescued him and his family from the greatest distress. Right? What was the greatest distress? The flood, right? The flood. Distress or that calamity or that punishment, right, where the all humanity, subhanAllah, they were drowned, and only Sayyidina Nuh and some of his family and about 88 people, right, total, subhanAllah, they were saved and rescued. وَنَجَّيْنَاهُ وَأَهْلَهُ, we saved him and his family. So there was one of the sons of Sayyidina Nuh, he did not listen and he did not obey. And the dialogue between Sayyidina Nuh and his son is mentioned in Surah Hud. SubhanAllah, amazing. So he said, I will save myself and go to the mountains. قَالَ لَا عَاصِمَ الْيَوْمَ مِنْ أَمْرِ اللَّهِ وَحَالَ بَيْنَهُمَ الْمَوْجُ فَكَانَ مِنَ الْمُغْرَقِينَ. SubhanAllah, there is no way if the punishment of Allah would come, no one can save you except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they say, الإيمان هو سفينة نوح. If having faith is, you are embarking in the ship of salvation, right, to be saved as those who were rescued and saved, protected, right? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from those who are saved, who will be saved until reaching Jannah. Ameen. وَنَجْرِنَهُ أَهْلَهُ مِنَ الْكَرْبِ. Kerb means distress or difficulty. And it refers to the flood, right? وَجَعَلْنَا ذُرِّيَّتَهُ هُمُ الْبَاقِينَ. And we made his progeny. We made his progeny, right? Made them the survivors, or we made them to remain. They were left to remain in humanity after that. So all humanity finished, right? From Adam alayhi salam up to Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam, right? And after the flood, all humanity finished, with the exception of those who remained with believed with Sayyidina Nuh, and they also died. So those who remained, the offspring that remained to the end of generations, were some of the family of Sayyidina Nuh. Yafith and Ham and Sam. From Sam came, they say, came Al-Arab wa Rum wa Faris. So they came from Sam. Sam ibn Nuh, alayhi salam. That's the meaning. Allah says, جَعَلْنَا ذُرِّيَّتَهُ هُمُ الْبَقِينَ. We made the ذُرِّيَّة of Nuh to be, you know, to survive and to remain, right, in the generation until the end of the days. So from Sam came Ibrahim alayhi salam. So yeah, many years after, thousands of years after, but he came from the descendants of Nuh alayhi salam. وَجَعَلْنَا ذُرِّيَّتَهُمُ الْبَقِينَ. In Surah Al-Isra, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praises Sayyidina Nuh. ذُرِّيَّةَ مَنْ حَمَلْنَا مَعَ نُوحٍ إِنَّهُ كَانَ عَبْدًا شَكُورًا. So Allah speaks about the ذُرِّيَّة, the offspring that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made them to be saved in the sheep of Nuh alayhi salam. And Nuh was عَبْدًا شَكُورًا. إِنَّا لَمَّا طَغَى الْمَاءُ حَمَلْنَاكُمْ فِي الْجَارِيَةِ لِنَجْعَلَهَا لَكُمْ تَذْكِرَةً وَتَعِيَهَا أُذُنٌ وَاعِيَةٌ. صَلَّى عَلَى رَسُولِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. وآية لهم أن حملنا ذريتهم في الفلك المشحون. And there is an ayah for them where Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah carried, right, the ذريه of Nuh on the laden ship of Nuh alayhi salam. So Allah made a humanity to survive. Allah could have finished the humanity since the flood of that took place at the time of Sayyidina Nuh. But Allah speaks about that there is an ayah where Allah left humanity and generations to grow and grow until, you know, our times, until the end of days. وَجَعَلْنَا ذُرِّيَّتَهُ هُمُ الْبَاقِينَ. So the reminder is very powerful in this context to the Prophet ﷺ. The reminder about two stories of two great prophets and messengers. Nuh is one of the messengers, and Ibrahim ﷺ, one of the messengers as well. وَجَعَلْنَا ذُرِّيَّتَهُمُ الْبَاقِينَ. وَتَرَكْنَا عَلَيْهِ فِي الْآخِرِينَ. And we left for him among the later generations. تَرَكْنَا عَلَيْهِ فِي الْآخِرِينَ. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, he said, he is remembered in a good way. So Sayyidina Ibrahim and Sayyidina Nuh, he is mentioned for those who believe in prophets and they still are not atheists, right? They have legacy of prophets. They remember with good remembrance Sayyidina Nuh and Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhim as-salam. Salat al-Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Qatada and As-Suddi, he said, we caused him to be praised constantly, Nuh alayhi salam. Salam, Al-Dhahaq said, it means salam and praise. وَتَرَكْنَا عَلَيْهِ فِي الْآخِرِينَ. And we left among the generations, right, something for Nuh. The following ayah also gives the details what Allah left for Nuh alayhi salam with the people. سَلَامٌ عَلَى إِبْرَاهِيمٌ. This is what Allah left. Salam, peace and praise on Nuh alayhi salam amongst all fil alameen, all mankind. Salat ala Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salamun ala Nuh ala Nuhin fil alameen. Inna kathalika najizil muhsineen. Indeed, as a result or as such, we reward the good doers and those who have ihsan. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that we let Ibrahim alayhi salam's dhurriya or offspring to remain and to survive, and we left salam, praise and peace, you know, about you know, Nuh alayhi salam amongst the generations of people, the reason we did this is because Nuh alayhi salam was muhsin. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us ihsan. The highest level of Islam is ihsan. So, كَإِنَّا كَذَلِكَ نَجِزِ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. So, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from them. So, when you hear this ayah, it's mentioned a lot, and it's mentioned in the context about the prophets of Allah. So, when you read this ayat, you will learn a lot of lessons from the lives of the prophets of Allah. Right? The way the yaqeen that they had, the struggle that they would do for the deen and, you know, strength on iman. Right? The sacrifice, the du'as, Allah is recording for us the du'as, الدُّعَاء الَّذِي دَعَاهُ سَيِّدْنَا نُوحِ رَبِّ إِنِّي مَغْلُوبٌ فَانْتَصِرْ وَلَقَدْ نَادَانَا نُوحِ. Nuh called on us. Allah is recalling this, that we do need to call on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ibrahim alayhi salam, رَبِّ هَبِلِي مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. This dua is mentioned here. So when you recite, when you listen to the ayat about the prophets of Allah, you remember all of these lessons. So let our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِنَّا كَذَلِكَ نَجَزِ الْمُحْسِنِينَ إِنَّهُ مِنْ عِبَادِنَا الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Indeed, he was one of our believers, believing servants, عباد, worshippers of Allah, slaves of Allah, sincere, real, genuine slaves of Allah. إِنَّهُ مِنْ عِبَادِنَا الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Right, so he was عبد لله. So this is a sharaf for the greatest, you know, of the greatest, you know, believers, prophets and messengers. إنه من عبادنا المؤمنين. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the consequence of the disbelievers. ثم أغرقنا الآخرين. Then we drowned the others. Meaning, so the believers were saved and protected and they were delivered in the ship, and the others, no mention, you know, much mention, only they drowned. ثم أغرقنا الآخرين. So that was a very quick reference about the story of a prophet, a messenger who lived actually for more than 1,000 of years, right? And his da'wah, his mission was about 1,000 years, minus 50. Salat ala Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that was a very powerful reminder to the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam when he was troubled by the people. We move now to the story of Sayyidina Ibrahim. Salat ala Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, وَإِنَّ مِنْ شِيَعَتِهِ لَإِبْرَاهِيمِ إِذْ جَاءَ رَبَّهُ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. SubhanAllah, you can imagine the situation of Sayyidina Ibrahim, how he was struggling and how he was tested. He was the only believer, SubhanAllah, and his wife and Lut alayhi salam. So Allah is describing a scene that Sayyidina Ibrahim was experiencing. وَإِنَّ مِنْ شِيَعَتِهِ لَإِبْرَاهِيمِ. And verily, amongst Shi'atihi. Shi'at what? Shi'a means followers. Followers of what? Nuh. So Sayyidina Ibrahim, كان من شِيَعَةِ نُوح, meaning he was one of the believing followers. He believed in the same faith, the same religion of Nuh alayhi salam. That's how he's from his Shi'a. شِيَعَتِهِ لَإِبْرَاهِيمِ. وَإِنَّ مِنْ شِيَعَتِهِ لَإِبْرَاهِيمِ. By the way, the word Shi'a, you know, linguistically, comes as followers of, you know, or friends of, or, you know, loyals, those who are faithful to someone. So the Shia, they say, we are faithful to Ali ibn Abi Talib. And we Ahlul Sunnah, they say, we are faithful to Ali, and to Uthman, and to Umar, and to Abu Bakr. We are faithful to all of them. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Which bargain is more, you know, fair? صليت على رسول صلى الله عليه وسلم وصلى الله عليه وسلم. وإن من شيعته لإبراهيم. So شيعته is Ibrahim عليه السلام. He came thousands of years after Nuh عليه السلام. Allah knows how many years. المفسرون they say about 2,000 plus 500, more than 500, around 3,000 years. Allah knows best how many years between Nuh عليه السلام and Ibrahim. Right? وإن من شيعته, indeed amongst his followers, right, his, those who followed his faith and his iman and tawheed, was Ibrahim. إِذْ جَاءَ رَبَّهُ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. Ibrahim alayhi salam, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Muhammad, he would love Sayyidina Ibrahim. You know, we make salawah and mubarakat, you know, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, mubarak, tabriq, and salah ala Nabi Muhammad and Sayyidina Ibrahim. Right? Because basically, the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam is one of the descendants of Ibrahim, as we will learn, inshallah. So from the Zuriya, the descendants of Sayyidina Ibrahim, came all the prophets forward from Sayyidina Ibrahim. And interesting, all the messengers or the prophets that came after Sayyidina Ibrahim, they all came from Ishaq, and only the Prophet Muhammad came from Ismail. صلت على رسول صلى الله عليه وسلم. ثم أغرقنا الآخرين. وإن من شيعته لإبراهيم إذ جاء ربه بقلب سليم. So I was going to say that the Prophet Muhammad عليه الصلاة would love Sayyidina Ibrahim, and he gave the name of Ibrahim to his son. And this is one of the sons of the children of Sayyidina maybe Muhammad عليه الصلاة was Ibrahim. So Allah سبحانه وتعالى says إذ جاء ربه بقلب سليم إذ قال لأبيه وقومه ماذا تعبدون. When he came to his Lord with, he inclined to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, hanifan, kana hanif, jaa rabbahu, he inclined, he left all, you know, everything, you know, inclining toward Allah azza wa jal, biqalbin salim. What is the meaning of qalbin salim? Does anyone know? Clean heart, yes, sound heart. Sound from what? From sins, from shirk, very good. Right? From what? Qalbin salim. You know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَوْمَ
Pure heart.
Pure heart, from what? So, from shirk, tawheed. When a person has la ilaha illallah, that's where the heart is pure. Right? And when a person has faith, that's where the heart is pure. So no doubt, right? No shirk. Subhanallah. So the purest of hearts are the hearts of those who say La ilaha illallah, and they say it with faith and iman and yaqeen. No doubt. Doubt is sickness in the heart. Sins as well, without remorse and repentance, sickness for the heart. Let alone disbelief or kufr or shirk is death for the heart. So that's how the description of say the heart of Sayyidina Ibrahim. Likewise, the hearts of all of us, we need to have to meet Allah with qalbi salim. يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالٌ وَلَا بَنُونَ إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. On the day of judgment, children, wealth, nothing will benefit except a person coming to Allah with qalbi salim. What are the ingredients of al-qalbi salim, the pure heart? Faith, yaqeen, and tawheed. صلت على رسول صلى الله عليه وسلم. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us qalb salim. Ameen. إِذْ جَاءَ رَبَّهُ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ إِذْ قَالَ لِأَبِيهِ وَقَوْمِهِ مَاذَا تَعْبُدُونَ. Abih, what was the name of the father of Sayyidina Ibrahim? It's mentioned in the Quran. وَإِذْ قَالَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ لِأَبِيهِ صح. Very good. Fayyad, you didn't revise? إِذْ قَالَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ لِأَبِيهِ آزَرْ إِبْنِ تَارِح. Subhanallah. We only know from Quran the name Azar. It's not Arabic name, but Allah mentioned it for a reason, subhanAllah. His father was idol worshipper. He had a factory, you know, making idols from rocks, from, you know, wood. And imagine, subhanAllah, the hidayah comes from the source or the house of shirk and kufr. SubhanAllah, ajeeb. So hope, you know, can be where you never imagined. Salute our Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and Allah's hidayah can reach, you know, the bottom of darkness. Say his father was idol worshipper, and Sayyidina Ibrahim he didn't like any of these things. He had yaqeen in his heart that there is a creator for this universe, and these idols are nothing, nonsense. They didn't create themselves, you know, either. It's my father for him. It's my father who created them. So how come? So they are created. So that was the iman in the heart before he received the message. Sallallahu alaihi wasallam. إِذْ قَالَ لِأَبِيهِ وَقَوْمِهِ مَاذَا تَعْبُدُونَ. He said to his father and to his people, "What are you worshipping?" Right? أَإِفْكَنْ آلِهَةً دُونَ اللَّهِ تُرِيدُونَ. Right? Is it just something you made it up? You made it up because if they are united, if the people are following legacy, right? All the Sayyidina Nuh and Sayyidina Adam, and if Idris came after Adam, right? Other few prophets came after Adam alayhi salam, difference of opinions, right? They all preach that people worship only one Allah. And you know the reason how people worship other than Allah? The shaitan came with good intention. Shaitan came with good intention. And that's how the shaitan will come to you and I. Right? You just do this with good intention. What was the idea? At the time of Sayyidina Nuh, the shaitan came to the people, subhanAllah, and he said, after Sayyidina Nuh passed away, subhanAllah, the people at his time, those who were the believers, they were on Tawheed, they passed away. All the pious people, they passed away. And then it was, there is not any guidance, there is not any prophets alive. And then the shaitan came and he said, why don't you guys make pictures or idols of the pious ones, your pious ones, so that when you look at them, you get energy and you worship more. So, and the people listened to the shaitan, you know, idea. And they made the idols looking like, وَقَالُوا لَا وَدًّا وَلَا سُوَاعًا وَلَا يَغُوثْ وَيَعُوقَ وَنَسْرًا. These names I mentioned in Surah Nuh were names of like shiukh, imams, you would say. Right? They will worship Allah, they were pious people. And the shaitan came from, you know, with this intention, with this scheme. And then subhanAllah, what happened is that with the passage of time and ignorance, people left the worship of Allah and they worshipped the idols. Right? And since then, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted guidance. After that, Allah wanted guidance for humanity. Allah sent Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam, messenger of Ibrahim alayhi salam, to clean the hearts of people and to revive the legacy of the prophets, which is worship of one Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it qala li abihi wa qawmihi madha ta'budun a'ifkan. So you made it up, falsehood, right? Dunallahi, gods other than Allah, turidun, you are desiring, you are wishing other than Allah. Fama dhannukum bi rabbil alamin. Subhanallah. So he is giving them some kind of warning them and addressing their hearts, addressing their logic. SubhanAllah, you'll find that. He's addressing their logic, addressing their hearts as well. So first, you are worshipping other than Allah, right? And you are made it something, you made it up, right? It's a falsehood, it's not real, you know? And then, فَمَا ظَنُّكُمْ بِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ فَمَا ظَنُّكُمْ بِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. SubhanAllah. So what do you think if you meet Allah and you worship other than Him? What do you think? What you're gonna do? What are you going to do if you meet your Lord, and you find yourselves worshiping other than Allah? What would you do? So he's putting them in, you know, making them responsible of that, you know, serious thing. فَمَا ظَنُّكُمْ بِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Then actually the story is cut short, you know, because the Quran, well, Allah Subhanahu wa Taala focuses on, you know, the main benefits of the story. The scholars, they say, the people they would worship the idols, and of course the idols are left in a hole or something. There are gods, and they are protected from everywhere. There's security there, and they had festival. They invited, and this festival is outside the city, and all of them would go. Right? In Surah Ibrahim, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that Sayyidina Ibrahim challenged them with logic, and he also invited them to the Tawheed. And subhanAllah, Allah revealed to him that to establish the argument against them by even more than that, by power, breaking their idols. That was wahi from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to Sayyidina Ibrahim. That is mentioned in Surah Al-Anbiya. So the story is, the people invited him, and they said, Ibrahim, why don't you come with us? Of course, some of his family also. Why don't you come with us to our festival? Right? And we're going to go to the festival. We invite you to join us. So, hey, what festival is this? And so Ibrahim, alayhi salam, he seized that chance. Right? So he took the opportunity that no one is around, and he is going to establish the argument through breaking the idols. That was a big argument, you know, that people, Allah mentions, that فَرَجَعُوا إِلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ فَقَالُوا إِنَّكُمْ أَنْتُمُ الظَّالِمُونَ. When Sayyidina Ibrahim broke the idols, smashed all of them, and he left the biggest one of them, right? When they asked him, who broke our idols? Right? Who smashed all of these idols like this? قال, he said, you go and ask the leader of them. إِن كَانُوا يَنْطِقُونَ. if they can answer you. And then they said, yeah, how come they can't answer? So they said they can't answer. Who broke you guys? They can't answer, right? So the argument was established. The argument was established. Allah says that فَرَجَعُوا لَأَنفُسِهِمْ, they thought about it. They said, yes, they don't answer. فَقَالُوا إِنَّكُمْ أَنْتُمُ الظَّالِمُونَ, you're like, you're the wrongdoers. ثُمَّ نُكِسُوا عَلَى رُؤُسِهِمْ, subhanAllah. نُكِسُوا, يعني they sit back, also their logic, fitra was upside down, subhanAllah. So if they followed their logic and the fitra, they would be guided. سبحان الله. ثم نكسوا على رؤوسهم لقد علمت ما هؤلاء ينطقون. They said you don't know that they don't even speak. Oh Ibrahim, right? And then سبحان الله that they did not believe. Allah سبحانه وتعالى says in this ayat, فنظر نظرة في النجوم. So when they invited سيدنا Ibrahim, he looked at the stars. The scholars, they say, some views, they say people would worship the stars or the planets. And he pretended as if he is like, he's asking their stars. This is like, he's pretending that he is making mashura with their gods, right? This is a view. But even if it's there, it was not something that Ibrahim alayhi salam believed in the stars. He did not believe in the stars, right? He did not believe like a planet or a star to be a god, because he established the argument. Like people would worship the idols as well as al-kawakib, or the planets or the stars as well, right? So he would concede in his argument, as in Surah Al-An'am, فَلَمَّا جَنَّ عَلَيْهِ اللَّيْلُ رَأَى كَوْكَبًا قَالَ هَذَا رَبِّي. He said, you guys, you worship the moon? Okay, so let's suppose this is my Lord. And when the moon left, right, he said, قَالَ لَا أُحِبُّ الْآفِلِينَ. Right, I need a God that he's always there. Yes, we don't see Allah, but Allah is always there. Subhanallah. So فَنَظَرَ نَظْرَةً فِي النُّجُومِ, the scholars, they say he just looked in the sky, right? It's just as if metaphorically he's thinking about something, right? And smartly he rejected the invite. And we could take a lesson from this, you know. Yes, we integrate with people, you know, but if you think that there is something that you may not be able to, you may not be able to be in a good environment or something, You better, you know, smartly, you know, reject it. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, what happened? فَنَظَرَ نَظْرَةً فِي النُّجُومِ. He looked, he gave a glance at the stars. فَقَالَ إِنِّي سَقِيمٌ. He said, I am sick. The Mufassirun, they give the tafsir of this ayat accordingly. They said, it was a metaphor that Sayyidina Ibrahim, he was not sick. He said he was sick, right, as an apology not to go with them, right? So this is an explanation. There is no contradiction. Some scholars, they say no, he spoke the truth. He was sick. You know, when you say I'm sick of all of this rubbish, right? So he was sick in his heart regarding shirk. Salat ala Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So whichever view, there is a hadith that mentioned that Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam, like linguistically, he did not speak the frank answer to three occasions, right? He metaphorically it changed his answer, right? So they say tawriya in Arabic, like when he was in Egypt, passing by Egypt, and the Malik Zalim, he wanted to take his wife Sarah. And the plot was if she was the wife of Ibrahim, he would have taken it. So he said, she is my sister. So for us, linguistically, this is a lie. But metaphorically, sister in faith. Your wife is a sister in faith, right? Salat ala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But don't call her as my sister or my mother, but she is sister in faith. When they asked Sayyidina Ibrahim said, I am sick, right? He was not sick, like physically, right? But spiritually, he was sick. So metaphorically, this was not a lie. There was another incident. The third incident, this is mentioned actually in a hadith. لم يكذب إبراهيم عليه السلام غير ثلاث كذبات يتبي ثنتين في ذات الله تعالى فقوله إني سقيم، وقوله بل فعله كبيرهم هذا، وقوله في سارة هي أختي، أي أختي في الدين. So when they asked him about who broke the idols, he said, you go and ask the biggest one. Right? So he was the one who broke the idols, but he referred to the big one, right? He wanted to establish, you know, the arguments against them, that he wanted to say, you know, that you go and ask the biggest or the leader of these idols, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But linguistically or literally, he didn't say straightforward the truth or the answer. But that was not a some kind of sinful lie. That was not a sinful lie. The summary of all of that. فَقَالَ إِنِّي سَقِيمٌ يعني I am sick of all of this worship that you are doing. فَتَوَلَّوْا عَنُهُ مُدْبِرِينَ So they left him and they went to their festival. فَتَوَلَّوْا عَنْهُ They turned away and they left him alone. Right? فَرَاغَ إِلَىٰ آلِهَتِهِمْ فَقَالَ أَلَا تَأْكُلُونَ So Sayyidina Ibrahim عليه السلام, he rushed. Right? He ran all the way to where the idols and he started to smash. He actually, before he started to break them, the people would leave the food. You know, if some brothers from India here, I went to India, like had some different business. So I went to India and we visited a temple. There was two idols, big idols there. And subhanAllah, the ladies, old ladies, they would bring in the basket some jasmine flowers and some kind of food or something. They would put it in front of the idol. And then my friend from Egypt, he said, I want to know who takes all of these things. There was a guy, subhanAllah, he's behind the idol or behind that statue. So ladies go and he collect all of them. And he said, oh, wow, this is a good job, you know. SubhanAllah. So the people would bring the food and they would leave it before the idols. The idols wouldn't eat. The idols wouldn't listen. The idols wouldn't, you know, SubhanAllah, here. SubhanAllah. I when I went to India, I said, yeah, imagine, SubhanAllah, those people and big number of people. You're talking about, you know, millions of, you know, of people, SubhanAllah. It's SubhanAllah, hundreds, thousands of people. SubhanAllah, يعني, humanity is in need of guidance. SubhanAllah al-Azim. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us and make it easy for us to fulfill the message of Allah. فَقَالَ إِنِّي سَقِيمٌ فَتَوَلَّوْا عَنْهُ مُدْبِرِينَ فَرَغَ آلِهَتِهِمْ So he went all the way to the idols. فَقَالَ أَلَا تَأْكُلُونَ why don't you eat? فَقَالَ أَلَا تَأْكُلُونَ why you're not eating? Right? It's as if rebuking the idols. فَرَغَ عَلَيْهِمْ ضَرْبًا بِالْيَمِينَ Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So then he turned upon them, striking with his right hand, right? With power, with force. فَأَقْبَلُوا إِلَيْهِ يَزِفُونَ So the people came from the festival, they were in a haste. SubhanAllah, we're in a hurry, you know, getting the news that idols were smashed. فَأَقْبَلُوا إِلَيْهِ يَزِفُونَ And the Quran briefly shortens the story. People asked who broke the idols, and then they got the news. There is someone who is always speaking about our idols. He must be the one who broke them. So they went to Ibrahim alayhi salam. You can imagine. قَالَ فَأَقْبَلُوا إِلَيْهِ يَزِفُونَ So يَزِفُونَ, they were coming, arguing, and they were in rush, مسرعين, right? Running all the way to Ibrahim alayhi salam, and they wanted to take revenge, you know, for the idols. And then Sayyidina Ibrahim said, and he started to speak to them with logic. قَالَ أَتَعْبُدُونَ مَا تَنْحِتُونَ Are you worshipping what you carve? Right? You think that these are gods, and you are the ones who are making them. You carve them by your hands. وَاللَّهُ خَلَقَكُمْ وَمَا تَعْمَلُونَ And Allah is the one who created you and created your action. This ayah is one of the principles or the ayah that establishes one of the principles in the beliefs, the Islamic belief, which is Allah is the one who created us and created our actions. And the humans do the actions according to their free will. So the humans do the actions according to their free will, and Allah is the creator of all, Allahu khaliqu kulli shay. But there is a difference between al-khalq and the doing of the action, whether it's good or whether it's evil. فالله خالق والعبد يفعل. Right? Allah يخلق والعبد يفعل. Allah created and the slave or the human being, you know, does and, you know, he takes the action, you know, by his free will. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So what is the evidence? Remember this ayah. This is ayah, this verse number 96. وَاللَّهُ خَلَقَكُمْ وَمَا تَعْمَلُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who created you. Allah created you and what you do. And it means Allah created you and your idols. It means Allah created you and your actions. Subhanallah, in a hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, إِنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى يَصْنَعُ كُلَّ صَانِعٍ وَصَنْعَتَهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates every door of deeds and what he does. وَاللَّهُ خَلَقَكُمْ وَمَا تَعْمَلُونَ. And he recited this ayah, وَاللَّهُ خَلَقَكُمْ وَمَا تَعْمَلُونَ. So that was the argument of Sayyidina, or the response of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. What was the reaction of the people? What was the reaction? What do you think? Salah Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sorry?
They were mad.
Sorry, and then Ayyash. They were ignorant. And what did they do?
They wanted to throw him into a pit of fire.
Yeah, subhanAllah. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine that someone is going to be thrown into fire? And it's not normal fire. They're collecting from everywhere. قَالُوا بِنُوا لَهُ بُنْيَانًا فَأَلْقُوهُ فِي الْجَحِيمِ. So they said, they said, build for him a building, you know, and threw him into the blazing fire. وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ فَأَرَادُوا بِهِ كَيْدًا فَجَعَلْنَاهُمُ الْأَسْفَلِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, so they plotted against him. They plotted a kaid. Kaid means plot against him. But we made them of the lowest. We made them of the lowest. Meaning Sayyidina Ibrahim was of the highest. Right? And he was victorious. وَأَرَادُوا بِهِ كَيْدًا فَجَعَلْنَاهُمُ الْأَسْفَلِينَ. أَسْفَلِينَ يعني of the lower one. And so in another surah, فَجَعَلْنَاهُمُ الْأَخْسَرِينَ. We made them the losers ones. The losers. We made them the losers. And Sayyidina Ibrahim was the successful. In Surah Al-Anbiya, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْنَا يَا نَارُ كُونِي بَرْدًا وَسَلَامًا. We said to the fire, O fire, be bardan, cold. Right? And the scholars say, if Allah didn't say cold and salaman, with peace, he could be frozen out of coldness. Subhanallah, Allahu al-Hakim. So Allah says, kuni bardan wa salaman. And this is something, Allah, if Allah wants to do anything, Allah says, be. And it must be. إِنَّمَا أَمْرُهُ إِذَا أَرَادَ شَيْئًا أَنْ يَقُولَ لَهُ كُنْ فَيَكُونَ. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah is beyond space and place. And time. So for us, we may think, oh, when, for example, victory is gonna come. Right? For Allah, it's nothing. And Allah decides. If Allah decides, it will be. So this is how our belief must be. And Allah tells us about the story where it happened. And where was Sayyidina Ibrahim?
Abu Azar, ma hawal lihmi. It does not protect
him. Actually, he said, I will stone you to death. Allah tells us, قال لئن لن تنتهي لأرجمنك. I will stone you to death if you didn't stop. So he didn't. Where was Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam? Where was he? Very good. Sorry?
He was in Babylon, Iraq.
Very good. Mashallah. Those guys, they are studying, mashallah. It is said in Babylon, yes, in Iraq, Bilad al-Rafidain. And some scholars say he was going back and forth to near south, the southern part of Turkey these days, and Yemen as well. And then he left his people, but he was basically, Allahu A'lam, the fire was in Iraq, subhanallah. Ardul Malahim wal Fitan. So the land of Fitan, subhanallah. Afflictions and trials. And then he, after that, he made, Allah saved him from the fire. Kuni ya naru, kuni bardan wa salam ala Ibrahim. Allah sent Jibreel alayhi salam. When Sayyidina Ibrahim was in the fire, and Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam, he showed him help. And if you need any help or power, he said, Amma minka ya Jibreel fala. So I don't need help from you, I need from Allah. He said, Hasbi Allahu wa ni'mal wakeel. So what was the dua with dhikr that Sayyidina Ibrahim said? Hasbi Allah wa ni'mal wakeel. That is mentioned in the hadith. Right? Hasbi Allah wa ni'mal wakeel. Allah saved him. Allah saved him from the fire. And then straight away it comes with us the story, but inshallah we couldn't have the time to go through it. قَالَ إِنِّي ذَاهِبٌ إِلَىٰ رَبِّي سَيَهْدِينَ رَبِّي هَبْلِي مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. This is the beginning of another story. You know, the story of sacrifice. We couldn't start to study it tonight, inshallah, next time, inshallah. But to conclude with this, Sayyidina Ibrahim, he made that the hadith mentioned that he made the dua of Hasbi Allahu Ni'mal Wakeel, and Allah shows us the cleanness and the purity, the way Sayyidina Ibrahim struggled and strived with his people to establish the arguments and to tell them about the truth. And he was confident, he was in peace, he was not scared, he was not, he was with Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala's, in Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala's protection. قَالَ إِنِّي ذَاهِبٌ. After people decided to burn him, Subhanallah, he left his people. He left his people. Ajib, even the people didn't believe. The people didn't believe, Subhanallah. So he left the people, khalas. You know, actually the people saw miracle, and they didn't believe. So he left, went to Asham, Palestine. And Asham, the Levant in its greater Levant in the early days. And he passed by Egypt as well. Salut al Rasul, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He passed by Egypt and he went to Asham. When he was in Egypt, what wife was with Sayyidina Ibrahim? Sarah, right? This was his wife, Sarah, right? Sayyidina Sarah, subhanAllah, she wasn't breed. She wouldn't breed children as Sayyidina Ibrahim as well. He had no children at plus end of 70s, mid of 70s, or end of 70s, or even 80s. So some riwayat. So he had no children, subhanAllah. And he said, look at this. رَبِّ هَبْلِي مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. Ya Allah, grant me of the righteous ones. So that was a dua Sayyidina Ibrahim made. رَبِّ هَبْلِي مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. Right? And subhanAllah, if Allah wants anything to happen, reasons, you know, will come forward. When Sayyidina Ibrahim was saved from the ruler of Egypt at that time, there was Sayyidina Hajar. She was actually Amira. Amira means? She was princess, but she was captivated. She was captivated because the Christian in Egypt, they say about the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ is coming from a Jariya, which is mistake. This is wrong, right? So say she was the daughter of one of the kings of Egypt, but she was captivated. The people would come, rulers would come, and they would take over the positions of others or the rules of others. So say the Hajar, she was Jariya. She was given as a Jariya. Jariya means a slave, female slave to Sayyida Sarah. Gift to Sayyida Sarah, subhanAllah. And there is a story actually with Sayyida Sarah. There is a story that the man wanted to touch her. He wanted to seduce her. He wanted to, physically have some relation or something with her. And she would make dua. And the man was paralyzed. Right? We'll come to this story. And he said, take her from me and even give her a gift. Sayyida Hajar, Allahu Akbar. Give Sayyida Hajar. And Sayyida Hajar, look at the subhanAllah wafa of the women, subhanAllah, of those wives of the prophets. She knows she doesn't give children. She gave Hajar to Sayyidina Ibrahim to marry her, subhanAllah. Sayyidina Ibrahim married Sayyida Hajar. And Sayyida Sarah couldn't bear, the natural jealousy, came up, as something normal. SubhanAllah, and the command from Allah was to take Ibrahim would take Hajar and Ismail, right? She gave birth to Ismail and to take him to the Arabia, to Mecca. Inshallah, about that, we will, inshallah, study, inshallah, next time. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala open, clean our hearts. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the understanding. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to act according to the ayat of the Quran and the lessons of the Quran, and to guide us and to guide others through us. اللهم اهدنا واهد بنا واجعلنا سببا لمن اهتدى اللهم اغفر لنا وتب علينا اللهم علمنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما اللهم يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك يا مصرف القلوب والابصار صرف قلوبنا الى طاعتك اللهم انا نعوذ بك من علم لا ينفع ومن قلب لا يخشع ومن دعاء لا يسمع ومن نفس لا تشبع اللهم يا رب العالمين فرج كروبنا وكروب المسلمين ارحم موتانا واشف مرضانا نسألك الفردوس الأعلى من الجنة ونعوذ بك من سخطك والنار وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد والحمد لله رب العالمين سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك